like a real knopfler.
Moral tells us in Shabbos, Shor shemachnisin se'odom ledin la'acha me'o ve'esrim, when a person has to go through the interrogation, bezdin shilmalo, the list of shailas which are put to him. Seder is based on the posuk which we say in Motzei Shabbos, "V'hoyu emunah sitecho choisin yeshuos chochmas v'doas." And the Gemara attaches the posuk, "Emunah is nososa v'nosachto be'emunah itecho kovato itim latera." One of the shailas which is put to him, "Tzipiso li Yeshua." Tzipiso li Yeshua. Were you somebody who was Mekayim, the Animamin, which Klal Yisrael are identified with, Animamin be'emunah shleimo, be'viyas ha-Moshiach, v'af ha-pi she'yismamea, im kol ze achak eloi b'chol yom she'yovei. It's an obligation which one is mechuyev the whole time. It's Yodua from the Briskerov that he teaches this animamin not the way it's normally understood. First of all, a person, a yid, makes a declaration, animamin be'emunah shleimo, be'vi'as ha-Moshiach, I believe that Moshiach is going to come. And then Lechoer is asking Akasha, ואף על פי שיסממיה. We're waiting and waiting and waiting, and he's still not around. Nevertheless, אם כל זה אחק אלוהי בכל יום שיובה, still I'm waiting for him. So Briskerov once said that באמת, there's a few other animamins in the list of the 13 animamins where you could also ask a kasha and give a teretz. Let's take, for example, an imamin be'emuno shleimo sha'aboyre yizborach shmoi goymel toiv l'shoimrei mitzvoisov u'mamish le'oivrei mitzvoisov. He gives char, gives reward to the mekaymei mitzvahs and chas v'sholem faket. No, one can also ask a kasha, which already Moshe Rabbeinu asked. We find Tzadik v'raloi, and Rosh v'toivloi. Sofko so we find. So we can also say afalpi, another kasha. And the Torah should be no. It still doesn't shake my firm animamin im kol zeh. So why punk by this one? It was singled out to ask a kasha and a teretz. So Briskerov said that the emes is not a kasha and a teretz at all. He says if one looks into the Rambam, when the Rambam lists the 13 Ikrim, this particular one, Shteita Rambam, that there's an inyan of Emuna Beviyas HaMoshiach, to believe firmly that Moshiach is going to come. That's one chelik of this Ikr. But the Rambam adds, but besides that, one has to be mechake lebi osei tomit. One has to be standing, waiting Kseida and Kseida, waiting with an excitement, any minute he's going to come. And the Rambam splits them into two. Mi she'eino imamin beviyosoi, somebody is not mamin beviyas HaMoshiach. Or, Einoi metzapa lebiyosoi tomit, he's not constantly kseida, kseida, waiting beviyas HaMoshiach. Is chas v'sholem, hasn't got a chelik b'teras Moshe, which means that there's two parts to this ikur of emuna beviyas HaMoshiach. Number one, firmly believing an imam in beviyas HaMoshiach, that there is such a thing as Moshiach with Ratkuman, but at the same time, I've got to stand with an excitement, with an enthusiasm, waiting, kseida and kseida, looking at my watch, when is he coming? This applies kol hashono kulo, every time of the year. Kal vachomer, this time of the year, the tkufa of Bein HaMtzorim, the tkufa that Chazal have given us halochas, minhogim avelus, poshet, to bring us in as we come closer, taka to mishanichnis of, come closer to that, to poshet, to switch on the awareness. Agam seyor, the whole year, a person goes, you know, stam, without thinking, without any tzumas lev, to become a little bit conscious, a bit of awareness, where are we up to in the inyan of tzipio ligeula metzapa liyeshua, the inyan of understanding what was Beis HaMikdash to us and what we look like without Beis HaMikdash. Those who are acquainted with proper Minhoge Ashkenaz, many kehillas in Ashkenaz, so the Shabbosos of Bein HaMtzorim, these Shabbosos, so the Lechododi was be'etzem sung with the nigun of Eli Tzion. In a lot of places it was only Shabbos Chazoin, by many kehillas in Ashkenaz, it was all the three Shabbosos of Bein HaMtzorim, so the Lechododi, they used to sing it with the tune of Eli Tzion, the Eli Tzion tune of the last of the kinnis, which we finish with on Tisha B'Av. Eli Tzion, the actual translation, Eli Tzion v'orel, you should have a tzar, lament, Hesped, Agmas Nefesh. And there's two examples there. K'moy isho betzireho, the same as a woman who's in labor and is going through experiencing the excruciating pains, the labor pains. Isho betzireho. V'chipsulo. V'chipsulo levush asak al baal ne'ureho, who's got agmas nefesh, having lost her husband of her youth. V'chipsulo chagur asak al baal ne'ureho. There's two examples to bring out, to express the tzar of Churban Beis HaMikdash. A physical tzar, ki isho, betzireho, a woman who's going through the labor pains, and at the same time, a more nafshizdiger, spiritual, agmas nefesh, isho kifsulas chaka, chagura sakal baal neureho, having lost her husband, because the emes is, Chazal tell us, in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim it says, kemigdal David tzavorich bonui lesalpiois. Beis HaMikdash is compared to the neck, to a neck of a person. Ma tzavo, the same as chas v'sholem, the neck of a person has been chopped off, has been taken away. So obviously there isn't a drop of life. Kach, Beis Hamikdash is taken away from Klal Yisrael, is ki'ilu, the life of Klal Yisrael has been taken away. Loi lechinom, do we say, Rachem al Tzion, ki hi Beis Chayenu, Beis Hamikdash is be'etzem the chiyus of Klal Yisrael. And the comparison to Tzavor, there's two pipes in the neck. There's the windpipe, the corner, and there's the veshet. The two pipes which supply the goof, air, ruchnius, that goes through the windpipe, the oxygen, and the food that goes through the veshet. So kach, Beis Hamikdash, is be'etzem the source of chiyus for every yid, both in the ruchnizdige area and both in the gashmizdige area. In the ruchnizdige area, we know else what went on in Beis Hamikdash. The ruchnius, the avoda, the korbonus, the tefillas. Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, when one had to choose the appropriate or the most constructive place where to set up Talmud Torahs, so Yerushalayim, ki mitzirin teitzei soyot v'ashem Yerushalayim, so Tosa brings us a free why, because it was the most natural place that used to generate a hashpah of Yerushalayim, used to see the koyanim b'avodosam, as the pasuk says be'emes, that the tachlis of bringing Ma'ase Sheni to Yerushalayim and sojourning in Yerushalayim for a bit of time is leman tilmad le'yiro es Hashem. There was a natural atmosphere of Yerushalayim. Everything came from the Beis Hamikdash on the one hand, but at the same time we know shteitoch in tilim kishom, going on Harare Tzion, Kishon Tzivo Hashem es HaBrocho, Chaim Ad Ha'olam, Poshet, the Gashmi is the Gebrocho, the Tam of Peris, the Brocho in food and in everything, all Gashmi is the things, Peris Ginoisa, which was in Yerushalayim, Chame Tveria, which, all these things came B'Hashpoa from the Beis HaMikdash. So, in effect, Beis HaMikdash was the Mekoy Chiyus of Klal Yisrael, both in the ruchnizdige aspect and both in the gashmizdige aspect. And be'emes, steht in Chazal, the Gaon teaches it in one of the psukim on Echo, steht, Zois oshiv el libi al kein oichil loch. Oichil is a loch from waiting desperately for something. So the Gaon, because vibalt be'emes, the Mekoyer Chaim of every Yid was Beis Hamikdash. So in the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash, so how can Klal Yisrael exist? How can Klal Yisrael continue to exist? Zog de Goen, they exist from the hope and from the waiting and looking forward that Mehero Yibona Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash will be built. And holding on to this hope, holding on to this tzipio, and waiting for it, that's what keeps Klal Yisrael still attached to the Beis HaMikdash and provides them with enough chayin that they should continue to exist. And the Emes says, Chasam Sofer says, that the Gemara says to Chim Megillah, that why was Haman able to make the Gezerah at the time of Achashverosh? Bibnemanis Chayvu, Klal Yisrael, why were they sentenced to the Gzeira of Lahashmid Larig Ulabit? So one of the reasons is Mipnei Shenehenu Misudas Achashverosh. They joined in the Suda of Achashverosh, and that brought about the Gzeira, which the first glance is a penalty Gezach. They were Nehenu from Suda Achashverosh. So maximum they were over Macholas Asurois, etc., etc. But for that reason, the chayev misa chas v'sholem. So Chasam Sofer says a moira di gezach. He says the Gemara tells us when did Achashverosh make that suda? Not straight away. Kesheves hamelech Achashverosh al kisei malchusoi. Achashverosh thought that he was clever, and he's making all kind of calculations. His predecessors made mistakes, and that's why they weren't successful in what they wanted to do. Achashverosh says, Anochoshivna veloy toina. I'm going to make the correct calculations. I'm not going to make any mistakes. In other words, you're going to work out how long Yidden was supposed to stay in Golas, and if that time has already lapsed, and they haven't been nifter, they haven't been redeemed, then he knows that they're going to stay in Golas. And he made these cheshbonos, and he says, Hashte vadai loy mifrika. Now they're not going to be salvaged anymore. They're not going to be redeemed. So he went, he took out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and he made the suda. So the Chasam Sofer, when Klal Yisrael were mishtatef in that suda, that means that they went along with this niggun of Hashte loy mifrika, finished. They're not going to be redeemed anymore. If a yid reaches a matzav that he's meyayish chas v'sholem from binyan beis hamikdash, he's meyayish from the geula, he's lost his chus kiyum, he's lost his whole chiyus. That's how the gzeira came about. And therefore, afterwards, when it says that Homon met the Talmidim of Mordechai, and he asked them, what have you been learning? And they told him that we've been learning Hilchus Menochus, Hilchus Kmitza they were learning. He says, why? He says, because today is the day of Hakrovas Oimer, and we're looking forward for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, and the Oimer will be Nikram, and we have to know the Halochas. He lifted up his hands. He says, also this Meloi Kumtze Dutchu, and it cancelled the whole power of my Aseres Halof in Kekar Kesef, because they got back this Amunah in Bias HaMoshiach, in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so they got back their Schus to continue to remain alive. The Poiskim ask an interesting Shaila in Hilchus Tfila, the Tur in Mogen Avrom, I think it's Kuf Lamed Beis. We say every day, Shir Shel Yoyim. Shachris, say Shir Shel Yoyim. Hayoyim Yoyim. Shishi B'Shabbos, Sheboi Hoyu Avriyim Oyim Beis Hamikdash, the Perek of Hashem Moloch. That's why every day. The Poiskim ask, Be'emes in Beis Hamikdash, they were makriv the Tomid Shel Shacha, and the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. Both Korbonos needed shear. Both Korbonos needed shear. So Be'etzem, shear was said in the afternoon as well. So why were the Anshe Knesset Gdoila, the Mesakne HaTfilas, why were they Mesakin to say Shir Shel Yoyim only by Shachris and not by Mincha? And not by Mincha. There's no Mogen Avraham Mutschitzich about it. Why? Chasam Sofer, Moiridi Gezach, so the Chasam Sofer Azoi. Shabbos, by Enkelu Ikeinu, we add the Braisa, which is the Braisa at the end of Masechta Tomid. Hashir Shalvim Hoyoim Beis Hamikdash. And the whole Braisa, by Yom Rishon they said this, by Yom Hashem that. And the last one is, Shabbos Hoyoimrim, Mizmo Shil Yoim HaShabbos, Mizmo Shil Lo Osir Lovoy, Le Yoim Shekule Shabbos, Umlucho Lechayo Ilomim. That's how we finish off. Chasam Sofer brings two Ha'oras from the Be'er Sheva on the Masechta Tomid. Ha'ora number one, he says, why only the Mizmor of Shabbos did the Tanna find appropriate that he should give it a bit of a flavor, a bit of an explanation? Vayom Rishon Yoimrim, the David Mizmor. Vayom Hasheni Yoimrim, Hashem Mizmor Le'osov. But without any additional translation or an additional interpretation. When it comes to B'Shabbos or Yoimrim, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Yoim Shekulei Shabbos, Nucho L'Chayi Yoilomim. Yeah, that's Ha'ora number one. Why only the Shabbos one was tied to it? But he has another Ha'ora. If you look into Masechta Tomid, so the Braises beforehand, or the Mishnayas beforehand, go through the Seder of Avodah of in Beis Hamikdash every day. And before this last Mishnah of Hashir Shalvim or in Beis Hamikdash, the Tanna concludes, Zehu Avodas Tomid B'chol Yoim, Yehi Rotzoin, Shibone Beis Hamikdash M'heru V'yomenu. So Fregda ben Shela, why were you mafsik in the middle? You haven't yet finished the complete avoid of Beis HaMikdosh. The shir also belongs to that. So you should have waited to the last Mishnah, Shir Shalvim Oino Beis HaMikdosh, and then finish off Zehu Avoidas HaTomid in Beis HaMikdosh Yirotz in Shibona Beis HaMikdosh Meher V'Yomeinu. Zogte Chassam Sofer Amore Digzach. Zogte Chassam Sofer Shulchan Aruch tells us that Beis Yosef brings Mizmoy L'Soido, one should say, that's written in Shulchan Aruch, Mizmoy L'Soido, one should say slowly, Bineimo ubezimro mizmoy lesoido. Why? Why pum mizmoy lesoido? So the Beis Yosef brings a Chazal. When Chazal it says, kol hashirois betelois laosid lovei. All our shirois, which we know, shirois versus bochois, are going to be bottle laosid lovei. In other words, the nusach, there'll be shirois. But the shiris will change, not the shiris which we're saying. The shiris as Shbochri, the Asid Lovei will change. Except Mizmoy L'Soido. Mizmoy L'Soido is the only one which is going to remain the Asid Lovei identically the same. So Zogta Beis Yosef, so since we've got one shira which we know is going to connect us to the Asid Lovei, that's the shira that one should be makpid to say it carefully, ois ba ois, mila mila, but with a nigun, b'ne'imo, b'zimro, that's how one should say it. So the Chacham Sofer, that means that be'emes hashir sha'alvim o yo'im be'beis HaMikdosh, if one wants to translate it into le'osid lovoi, these are not the shirim which are going to be said. All the shirim are going to be bottled. So when the Tana brings down the avodah of the Beis HaMikdosh and then adds the tefillah, Yehirotzin Shibona Beis HaMikdosh, and we should be zoicha once again to do this identical avodah, he has to say it before the Shir Shalvi Moim Beis HaMikdosh. Because to say it on the Shir Shalvi Moim Beis HaMikdosh, that's not going to be lost, that's going to change. Except, Zog the Tana, Mizmo Shili Yoim HaShabbos. Mizmo Shili Yoim HaShabbos means Yoim Shekulo HaShabbos. Yoim Shabbos Umnucho L'chai Yoilomim. That's why the Tanna adds that one shot in that Mishnah. That's how it touches the Mishnah. So the Chassam Sofer, the Mesaknei HaTfilas, Be'etzem wanted and expected that every Yid should be in a matzav that constantly Animamin b'vias haMoshiach, and not only animamin, nor the afal pishi is mamea. Im kol ze achakeloi, I'm waiting desperately. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm waiting desperately. Any second the Beis HaMikdosh is going to be built. So the Chassam Sofer. So be'emes, if a yid is waiting desperately, and even when he's saying his tefillah, when he finishes the tefillah, zokter Ramo. In Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, the Achah Tefillah one should say Yehirotzin Sheivone Beis HaMikdosh Meher V'Yomeinu, because as soon as we finish the Tefillah, which is Be'etzim Bimkoim Korbonos, but a person has the Hisoyerus Ribbono Shel Olam, this is only a Bimkoim. I'd like the real stuff. Sheivone Beis HaMikdosh Meher V'Yomeinu, we should be Zoichetaka to the proper Korbonos. And he's firmly believing that any minute, any second, the Beis HaMikdosh will be built. So to be'emes, to say the Shir Shel Yoim, which was said then, and we know that it's going to change, and we know that it's not going to be said, is perhaps inappropriate. That's not now the place. B'sha'as, a person's got this enthusiasm of waiting for the Beis HaMikdosh to say the Shir Shel Yoim, which will not be appropriate, is perhaps Efshe toning down a little bit his firm emunah as bald wird seiner Beis HaMikdosh. So why in the morning, yeah? Zog the Chassam Sofer, Moira di Gezach. Zog to the Gemara Zogtoch in Menoches that the Mizbeach can only be Nischanech, the Chinuch of a new Mizbeach can only be Betomit Shel Beino Abayim. Because you need the Ketoiles of Beino Abayim. And for that, that's how the Mizbeach can be in his Chanech. So when a person gets up in the morning and noch nicht doch habe ich Samigdosh, is however powerful and however strongly he believes that any minute the Beis HaMikdash will be built, aber the morning Tomid will not yet have the new shear. The Tomid of the morning will not yet have the new shear because the Mizbeach cannot be Nischamech until the afternoon Tomid. Therefore, any shear which will say in the morning, we can still relate to the old shear, Shehoyu Alvim Oim Beis HaMikdash. Possibly, we haven't got anything else. But the Chavona weren't misaken for the Mincha, because by the time you come to Mincha, and a person is with his Emunah, She'afapi she'is mameyam kol ze'achakeloi b'chol yom she'yovoi, then faket, then the shear will change. So I'm dampening down, I'm toning down a little bit my excitement, my enthusiasm, if I'm going to refer back to the old shear. Therefore, Chazal weren't misaken, because they wanted that Klal every Yid should be in that matzav of every single, every moment, b'chol yom she'yovoi. The Gemara tells us in Ksubas, Gemara brings a drosha. And here there's a dover niflo. Dorash bar Kapora, the Gemara says, G'doilim ma'ase tzadikim, the actions, the accomplishments of tzadikim, ma'ase tzadikim, is in a way, G'doilim yoisem ma'ase shomayim v'oretz, is even more powerful, kivyochel, than the Ribbono shel Olam's Briyas Olam. Why? Because the ilu b'maisi shemayim v'oretz, it says af yodi yos the oretz. V'imin yitipcho shemayim. So Ribbono shel Olam speaking about himself. What did he use to create oretz? Yodi, one hand. Yodi. V'ilu b'maisi yedeim shel tzadikim k'siv mochein l'shiftecho pa'alto Hashem migdosh Hashem koinenu yodecho. Shomayim v'oretz was with one yad. Beis HaMikdosh was two yodayim, two hands, and that's referring to who built, who is that? Maisei Tzadikim, Zokrashi, Mikdosh. Maisei Yedei Tzadikim, who? The Mikdosh was built by Tzadikim, and then it says Yodecho, Eloshim Rabim, two yodayim. So Maisei Tzadikim are worth more, Kim Yochel, than Maisei Shomayim v'oretz. Mashtetim di Gemara. Yeah. The Pella is that when one looks into Rashi in Chumash on this Posuk, Mikdosh Hashem Koinin Yodecho, the Posuk immediately carries on Hashem Yimloich Le'oilom Voet. Yeah. So Rashi says, what does that go on? So Rashi, Choviv Beis HaMikdosh. Beis HaMikdosh has a chavivus. Why? Sheho'olam nivro b'yad achas. The world was created b'yad achas. Obo mikdosh b'shtei yodayim. But mikdosh will be built b'shtei yodayim. Ve'emosai. When? When will emosai yibone b'shtei yodayim? Zochter, Hashem yimloich le'olam voed. Le'osid lovoi, shekol hamlucho sheloi, then Mikdosh will be built b'shtei yodayim. So here Rashi is a little bit makatsa, but we know Rashi in Sukkah and Tosfos in Shavuos say that the Mikdosh Shlishi, le'osid lovoi, will come down, bonui u'meshuchlal, completely built, with every little pitch of her, it'll be completely built. That's how it's going to come down. Who's building that Beis HaMikdosh? Kivyochol the Ribbono shel Olam b'shtei yodayim, Ribbono shel Olam b'shtei yodayim. So what's it got to do with Maisei Tzadikim? The Gemara says, G'doilim Maisei Tzadikim, more than Shemayim v'oretz. And here Rashi says that the Mikdosh Hashem Koinu Yodecho is referring to the Beis HaMikdosh Le'osid Lovoi, which Ribbono shel Olam is going to build, and is going to come down when? When at the time of Kil Hashem Amlucho, Hashem Yimloich Lo'in Ovoet. How does that fit in with the Gemara in Ksubas, that the Gemara is referring to Maisei Tzadikim? I think the pshat The answer to that is in the Gemara itself. The Gemara then asks the Kasha, you see that Briyas Olam was only one yad, so we say Alamol by davening in Shabbos morning, Umase Yodov, Magid Horokia. The Rokia is testimony, the Rokia is witness to Maisei Yodov is already a Loshon Rabbim, to your dying. Yeah? So how does that work? Zogdi Gemara. Nochamo. Meisvei. Hashomayim Mesaprim Kweit Keil. Umase Yodov Magid Rokia. So we see that Rokia is with to your dying. Zogdi Gemara Hoche Koma. Maase Yedeim Shel Tzadikim. Mi Magid. Who bears witness, who testifies on Maise Yedeim Shel Tzadikim? Horokia, the heavens. How? Umay Niyu, Motor, the rain. Sokrashi. That we titrate the pasuk goes different. Umayse Yodo Magid Horokia is not referring to Ribbono Shel Olam. No, there are areas in Horokia which means, let's say, the rain. When rain comes, that's testimony adoy given Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim. Which Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim? The tefillas. The tefillas of Tzadikim, which through their tefillas, with Zoicha, that the Rokia brings down motor rain, that's the edus of Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim. Dosh deitin li gemora. Dosh pshatin Rashi. So Rashi, avada, the migdosh le'osid lovoi, will come down through the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is going to prepare everything. But how are we going to be zeicher to that? Through our kseida digetfilis. The fact that we're standing and hoping for the Beis HaMikdash, and the fact that every day we mispala Yirotzei Milfonecho Hashem Eleikeinu Veleikeinu Yiseinu Sheibone Beis HaMikdash B'mehir V'yomeinu, we mispala desperately Ribbono Shel Olam Mivaten B'chiloye Neinayim for the Beis HaMikdash. These tefillas are considered Maisei Yedei Tzadikim. These are the Maisei Yedaim of Tzadikim, and these are the Maisei Yedaim which are going to bring about, in Yitz Hashem, the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash Le'osid Lovoi. And that's what Bar Kapora says, G'doili Maisei Tzadikim, Yoisei Mishamayim Ones, are these Maisei Tzadikim, the tefillas which have got the koyach to produce Beis Hashem, the Enoch Adama. Maybe physically the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's constructing the third Beis HaMikdash. But how is it brought about? Tfilas von Tzadikim. That's called Maisei Tzadikim. Like the Gemara says, Maisei Yodo Magid Horokia. It's exactly the same pshat. A person may think, my tfilas, my own tfilas, what can they contribute to the Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim? So let me read you out three lines of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim zok to him, Yoima Odom, the person may think, Mi ani, umo ani shes palil ala golus var Yerushalayim. What am I worth? What am I as a yochit? What are my tefillas worth? I should be mispalil. Hamipneis filosi, because of my tefillas, Yechunsu Hagolius will be the Kabbis Nidochenim Abakamvis Oretz, the Sitzmacha Yeshua. So the Messias Rishorim, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Loim de Tafayomi will soon come to it. Lomo Nivro Odom Yechidi. Why was Odom a Rishon, even though the plan was he needed a Zivuk? Why was a person created a single, individually? Shechayev Odom Loimar Bishvili Nivro Hoilam. A person is mechuyev to acknowledge, to understand, to appreciate Bishvili Nivro Hoilam. What does that mean, a person? Does it mean a person should become a Balgaiva? A person should pat himself and say, Ah, Bishvili Nivro Hoilam, the world was created for me, Chas V'Sholem. The pshat is, the world was created for Tachlis. The world was created for Te'elis. The Bria has got to be elevated and brought up to its Tachlis, which Chazal tell us, it's the Avoida of the Tzadikim, that every part of the Bria is utilized for their Avoida. So with that, the Bria gets elevated, and we state in Chazal, Rebbeinu Shleim gave Odom Arishon a guided tour of the whole Bria, and he said to him, Kol Masha Barasi Bishvilcha Barasi, but it's up to you, ten Dadcho, either to bring up the Bria with your Maisim Tovim, and Chas V'Sholem, with negative Maisim, your Mekalkel the Bria. Chayev Odom Loima Bishvili Nivra Oilom means that a person should realize that he as a yochid has enough personal potential, ruchnis diger attributes, ruchnis diger koiches, that he single-handedly could bring the whole Bria to its tachlis. The fact that the millions and millions and millions of other people, that doesn't detract. That's in the responsibility. It's an achrayas, a person contains himself enough ruchnis, the qualities, that he should be able to single-handedly bring the Bria to its tachlis. Zogdim Asilis Hashorim, b'myuchot, it comes to this. The koyach hatfila of every individual, every yochid, is so powerful that he himself, novra kadesha kol echod yoyma b'shvili nivra oilom, and therefore each person's tefillah is roi to bring about ma'ase yedeim shel tzadikim, the mikdash la'asid lovoi. Chazal tell us, we just had the parshias a few weeks ago. Rachmona litzlan, what was Goyren Tisha B'Av? Vayivku kolo'om balaylo ahu. That night was Leil Tisha B'Av by the Meraglim, and Ribbono Shel Olam said to them, Atem b'chitzem b'chiyo shel chinom. You cried for nothing, chayechem, she'ekva lochem, this day, this night, b'chiyo ledoiris. That was Tisha B'Av, b'chiyo ledoiris. Be'emes, one thinks about it at the first glance, it's a bit of a drastic middle keneged middle. They cried because they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, okay. But the b'chiyo ledoiris, the churbonos, the tzoros, which Klal Yisrael go through, almost because of that. It's, where's the middle keneged middle here? But I think the pshat is, what was the mission that was given to the Meraglim? The Ramban says, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't be'asim interested to hearing their opinion. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Ribbono Shel Olam promised Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Toivo, Eretz Zovas Chol Uvdvosh, all its milas. He didn't need to hear the opinions of the Meraglim. Didn't need that. But as the Pasuk says, V'hischazaktem ulekachtem mipri oretz, of the Ramban, Klal Yisrael were on their way into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael knew that they had milchomas ahead of them. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the Meraglim should come back and inspire Klal Yisrael. That the Meraglim should come back and build up an enthusiasm by Klal Yisrael. Loshon of Ramban is, Shiachlifu koyach, V'yosisu v'yalu b'simcho. They should go towards Eretz Yisrael with a meshunadiga level of excitement and enthusiasm and inspiration, that they're looking forward to this, and they're going to go through the milchomas, whatever needed to be done, and they're going to Eretz Yisrael. And the tachlis of the shlichus of the Meraglim was to bring back inspiration. V'yischazaktem v'lekachtem mipri oretz. And instead, they came back and they did the direct opposite. They were mezalzel, they dampened the enthusiasm, they discouraged everything. Beis HaMikdosh is Beis Chayenu. Beis Chayenu is, like we said beforehand, both in the Ruchnias and in the Gashmias. Asor Nisim, Nasu Laviseinu beBeis HaMikdosh, that's a Loshon of the Tana. Constant Nisim, Zokrab Chaim Elojana. At first glance, one would think these nisim are nisim in the avodah of the Beis HaMikdosh. Why do they say Lavo Yiseinu? Zokta, no. Zokta, because if you go through each one of these nisim systematically, every nes was there to serve as a chizuk for every yid in his daily avodah. For instance, Lo Hipilo Isho Mereach Psara Kodesh. A woman, Isho Mo'oberes, she wasn't mapil her vlad, mireach psara kodesh, which means, naturally, we know the sugis in Yuma, Ubro, Shiricha, Isham, Uberes, who suddenly feels a strong smell of food, gets into a massive sakona. And there was constant, powerful reach mipsar hakodesh, and was never a miscarriage. Lo yipilo isho mereach. So the B'chaim Elojna, what was that supposed to teach us? Often a person thinks, I haven't got the koyach to learn with the richtige yegia, with the richtige omo that Torah demands. It's going to have effect on my health. I haven't got a koyach to daven every day the length of tefillah which I'm supposed to daven, because I chom nishka koyach for them. Zog the first ness in the Beis Hamikdash. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to Ruchnius, it will never have any negative effect on the health of a person. If you go through Sisna. So the Nisim of the Beis Hamikdash were there as a chizuk, were there as a source of inspiration, were there to be ma'oided every yid. You were given an opportunity to inspire. You were given an opportunity to be mechazik. And you let it go and you did the direct opposite. The source of chizuk, the source of inspiration which every yid has got, will be taken away from you. If we know the value of our tefillahs, if we know the value of the tzipio to the Beis Hamikdash, which can produce ma'isi tzadikim, is fakir, that itself can be a chizuk, nochamol. Each person's own personal avoda can serve as a chizuk for others, and with that we can be misakin that chilek, and be'ezah Hashem, the tefillah of Shibona Beis Hamikdash Meher V'Yomeinu should be miskai.
Can you write it down for me? Can I just ask a question? Can I ask a question?